الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع A reminder is beneficial for the Mu'mini. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, sometimes we also say that what's the use of telling anyone? Nobody listens today. He says a person who says that should read his kalima. Because Allah says, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, it's beneficial. And we say it's not beneficial. So we have spoken directly against the Quran Sharif. So should we kalima, this is beneficial. And this is muzakara. And muzakara is from Babi Mufa'ala, in which there is musharaka. So it's not just a bayan. Everyone can share with the shirka. Anyone want to say something, anyone want to ask something, anybody wants to add something, welcome. So don't take it like a bayan. So, any questions, anyone? Everyone must be having a lot of questions. Ask.
Does it, was hoping, has it to share some experiences with Akabir?
That's a lot. One is what our Asatidah, our Ustad of Bukhari Sharif, Shaykh al Hadith Manana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali from Muradabad. Muradabad, he was famous. For one, Bukhari Sharif Hazrat should teach every day 6 hours, 9 to 12 in the morning and 9 to 12 at night, summer and winter. When we were in Bukhari Sharif, then Hazrat had grown very old, he couldn't walk also. The first student should help him, then Allah reward the South Africans, they were before us. They made a collection and they bought a wheelchair. And it was now very comfortable for them. We should bring him on the wheelchair. And he, at that old age of his, he should make his Maghrib namaz and his Khadim was one Maulana Saifullah. And he should keep 2 liters of water ready that if wudu will break. In the 3 short rakats, and making the ayat of Hazrat, they should make the Maghrib also. Maghrib is short, but they should make it even more short. So in case his wuzu breaks, he can make wuzu again, he should keep the water. And that time, Mufti Mahdi Hassan Saf Shah Jahanpuri, he was a famous Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband, he was the Mufti that time. And he insisted to on Mufti Sahib, on Hazrat, told you so many times, Hazrat, he was a mukti. He says that you are sahib-e-uzur, you don't have to repeat your wudu if your wudu breaks. Even for 3 rakats, if your wudu doesn't stay. But he insists that he make his wudu again. So that was his caliber. So, on that I remember, this was before our time. I don't think hardly anyone, very few went to Jobar. So anyway, we're Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali used to live. We have one in Arshad Madini now, his brother Maulana, his nephew Mahmood, his brother Maulana Asad Madani, and then Mahmood Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali. From the one side, the house was on the street, the back. You go to the Darululu, just a short distance. Maybe tell you where the cars are, then the gate of, one gate of Darululu was there, you entered in there. That was known as Madani Gate. So anyway, and the Madani Masjid was just like across the road, just a little bit further. And Madani Rahmatullah Ali was so fond of sunnat that he should make his sunnats at home. And that is the actual sunnat. But today ulama say we should make it in the masjid. Because there's a lot of negligence of deen. People won't make their sunnat. And they just give the impression to make it at home. So they say that make it in the masjid so that everyone can see you are making your sunnat. And with regard to that, I'm going from one thing to another and I'm not saying that that part. Anyway, with regard to the sunnahs of Fajr, that the riwayat also, make it at home. Allah will increase love between husband and wife. But there's kalam in that riwayat too in any case. But besides that, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah used to say, my tahqeeq is we should make it in the masjid, the sunnah of Fajr. And the reason for that is that if we go for Fajr namaz, we won't go exactly when namaz is going to start. You go 2 minutes earlier, 5 minutes earlier, then you're going to sit down and you can't make nafal namaz at that time. So your tahiyatul masjid gets knocked out. And if you will make your sunnahs in the masjid, your tahiyatul masjid, you make the niyat, your tahiyatul masjid also gets done. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam undoubtedly made his sunnahs at home. And after he completed his sunnahs, jamaat used to be ready. Then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the muazzin, the famous muazzin. Then he should go and call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salatu qa'imah. Namaz is ready. All are ready for namaz. Come. So on one occasion, Nabi Hazrat Bilal went and he announced there outside the house, As-salatu qa'ima. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha replied and said, Wal-Nabiyu na'ima. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sleeping at home. So Hazrat Bilal instantly said, As-salatu khayru minan nawm. Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard it and became very happy. They had this in Fajr Azan. From there that is in Fajr Azan. As-salatu khayru minan nawm. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make his sunnahs at home and then he should go when namaz is ready. And he should go straight on the musalla. So his tahiyatul masjid should get done in there. Now for us, if we make, we go to the masjid first, then our tahiyatul masjid will be left out. And unfortunately today, tahiyatul masjid, tahiyatul wudu doesn't exist in our life also. Who makes tahiyatul masjid? It should be part of our life. And tahiyya means to greet. It's a greet. Now we don't greet, if I came here and I didn't greet anyone. How it looks? Unless masjid, we don't greet. The honorable act of wudu, we don't pay the tribute to it. It's very rare. It's a sign that you got nothing. If I'm passing by somebody, I don't know them, I don't greet them, I just walk by. Now somebody I know, somebody who is dear to me, and that person also will have objection. He, first of all, draw my attention. Assalamu alaikum, and I'm here. And you come forward. But we, what we do, that is our treatment. What nama, what masjid, that is our treatment. No, we should make. And the musalla is in Shami, Fatawa Shami, etc. The masjid, normally you make your namaz in at least 24 hours, you should make 2 rakats of tahiyatul. In every 24 hours, at least 2 rakats. Like that, join it with the other namazes also, but also make it separate. On that also, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that at least that is also where we very weak. We should be making nafal namaz and make the isali sawab for our parents, How many? We don't make nafim, so where are we going to make for parents, our asatiza, our mashai, the ummat, the great, great ulama? Like, for example, the person, there are a lot of nafil namazes in the day. One particular one he dedicates to, like, first starts with Hazrat Abu Bakr. Like, we think today, who in the world we think could be making namaz two rakat for Sayyidina Abu Bakr? You think somebody is making? They must be Allah's banda. But in our sense, al-mar'u yaqisu ala nafsi. We don't make, we think nobody is making. So, if there are, and if there may be, but very few. And when there are very few, then they were making for Hazrat Abu. How happy Hazrat Abu Bakr is. After 1400 years, somebody there in South Africa sending me a special gift of namaz. And see, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who can remember where I went off the table, I would like to come back and mention all those things also. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam taught us, Tahaddu, Tahabbu, give hadaya, it will increase love, which is also a thing gone out of us. Today, we also, Mother's Day, Father's Day, then you give some gifts. But this is a regular thing. And gifts are of two natures also. One is material things, and one is spiritual things. Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was the Imam in Joburg in the Kirk Street Masjid. That used to be the Markaz in the old days. And he was from Panoli, and he had a hips class running there. And a very good hips class. And remember, whenever we had to phone him for some work, you just hear Quran Sharif in the background, all the students reading Quran Sharif. So anyway, so I have Qari Abdul Hamid Sahib, he was an Ali, but known more as Qari Sahib because of his Quran. So he sent a great Qurbani on behalf of Hazrat Shaykh, his Shaykh, one of Zakariya Sabra. Then he informed Hazrat Shaykh about it. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali replied and appreciated, said Jazakallah, and he said, I really appreciate this gift of yours. And he should also, and other people also, send sometimes some food things to eat, some things which you know the person likes. So you send that, some clothes, for example, winter, some warm clothes. So he said, you send that to me, I should have eaten it and finished. I should have worn it and finished. But this you sent for me is forever and ever for me in the Akhirah. So this I appreciate very, very greatly. So if we send a gift to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of namaz, if we make namaz, that is, we make namaz, then we'll have the opportunity. So you send, so our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that we mustn't only send for the whole ummah together. That is, you send normally for the whole ummah. But which is sent separately and especially only for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, that would be appreciated. Now, if I give all badams and I give one person something special, he'll appreciate it. So for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is Allah's Nabi? We must send something special. When we send for the whole ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is included. And at that point also think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gave us the greatest gift of Iman. And the whole of deen, and how Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to sacrifice for deen to come alive. One time, now again I'm going off, but hopefully inshallah, it's all beneficial. One friend of ours, he passed away, Allah give Jannah to all our marhumin. So he told me, you speak about parda, you must observe parda. He said, for you it's easy, the whole family observes parda. See, you don't realize, in our family, no one observes parda. It's very hard for us. So for you to speak from the mimbar that you must observe parda is easy. So I told him, it wasn't like that. There was no parda in our family also. You have to make the effort, you have to make the sacrifice for it. What I can remember, before I went to Cuban, I studied first year here in Miasfa, part of our Islamic Institute, under Mufti Ibrahim Sajjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and the Mia family, they were running the whole institute administration. But Mufti Sahib, not in on his own, on his free time, he should teach Arabic classes, Alim classes. He was actually employed to teach in the Matta, that he should do in the afternoon. But for us, in the morning time, he should give from 8 to 12, he should give us his time. And then he should teach the Arabic students. So, what was I saying? So we were studying here, and that time, before that I finished my schooling, and schooling also, I finished my matric in 63, but very few, my elder brothers, nobody went to matric. My elder sister went to standard 5, then my brothers, brothers elder than me, standard 8, that's why it was common, only you. And if you went to standard 8, junior certificate was a big thing. And very few people should go to matric, very few. It wasn't common at all. My younger sister, my elder sister, but the youngest one, when my mother, Marhuma, passed away, she had to leave school in standard 4, and she had to run the whole house. A 12-year-old girl, she had to run the whole house. There was no other ladies, a woman. My elder sister just got married then. So she wasn't at home, there was no woman in the house. So my sister, she left school, and she used to do all the housework, the cooking, sweep the whole house. Now, you can imagine what actually, that was Haji Sahib's wife. Haji Sahib in the madrasa, his wife. Anyway, so, what?
Parda.
Yeah. So I was very free with my family, woman, sisters-in-law, and I should joke a lot, talk a lot, they liked me, I should talk with them. But when I went to Dioban, that was now, I was about 23, but till then, I was still very free, we should talk. There was no parda, no concept of parda, you couldn't think of parda. But alhamdulillah, when in Dioban, barakat of our satiza, the madrasa, the darul ulum, it came in my heart, you must observe parda. Now this was like something right out of the blue. Like we previously, we saw the life there in UP, there they observe parda. They have parda. But this command of Allah must come alive. That time, I could not recall a single woman in South Africa was observing parda. Whether it's an alim's wife, whether it's a pious person's wife, there was no parda. So it came in my heart. So I asked my ustad of Tirmidhi Sharif, Fakhrul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that I intend doing, how should I go about it? So he told me, when you go back, don't speak one word of parda. But make so much love and so much khidmat of your wife that whatever you just make a ishara, she's ready to do. Then you just whisper in her ear that I would like you to make parda. But I was, it must be. So in fact, then I bought a parda from the shops that sell burqas. I bought one burqa. But that time already in Jioban also, burqa should just be till knee length. The woman commonly, especially young woman. And the niqab also, with the ears open, it should come down like this. And the ears are open and all the jewelry, earrings on the ears. And we thought that is now what is parda. We didn't all in the kitabs going to the details and all that. So we thought that, so I bought one like that. That I'll send it to my wife before we got married. And that is how I would like you to dress. So I sent it. And her mother, mashallah, they were from Rajasthan in India where the parda was alive. And our Gujarat area, there, parda also just started not so long ago. Otherwise the woman, even the ulama's wife, there were, but not generally the ulama's wives also should not wear, make parda wear burqa. In fact, in Tabir, the principal of the madrasa, his wife also, she observed she was an old lady, but her daughters, young, no parda. So people should talk also. If there is pardah, it must be for the young woman, not for the old woman. Old woman, even Quran Sharif says, and there is a very interesting discussion on that also. Once we just did this in the morning tafsir, and we went to Mafeking, and there was an alim there from Pakistan, and he was promoting that pardah of the face is not farz. And many ulama have that view, that like the hands and feet is not farz, pardah of the face also is not farz. So he was promoting that view. So we just did that, so it was fresh in my mind. So I spoke to him, I told him that Quran Sharif says, وَلَا لَيْسَ عَلِهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. There is no guna on them if they don't wear their clothes. So does that mean they must mean the old ladies? They can be naked. Don't wear their clothes means don't cover their face. For the young ladies, they must cover. For old ladies, there is permission. Now they've gone old and nothing much to look at also. And now nobody will want to look also. So Allah gave ijazah for them that day if they don't wear. So that ayat which they use, that logically this is not for us that you have to wear, cover the face. So that refers to old ladies. And لَيْسَ عَلِهِنَّ جُنَاحًا أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. Now by ثِيَابَهُنَّ many people get the dhoka that you don't wear no clothes. No. Even your burqa you must wear, but your face you are permitted. So anyway, so I was, as far as I knew, that in South Africa, nobody was wearing a burqa. So I bought and I brought it. So my mother-in-law, at that time we were not still married, she wasn't my mother, but she was from that place of India where pardah was common and they used to make pardah. But when we came to South Africa, then South Africa, it was famous in those days, in our young days, whoever comes to South Africa and drinks the water of South Africa, then his deen becomes very weak. So, like pardah is no question. Namazas, you become weak. Even people, pious people from overseas, like the old ulama, well, very great ulama in our country. But of the caliber of not only teaching in Darul Uloom, but teaching the big kitabs in the, but here they just had to resort to maktab. In fact, Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one time he mentioned, he says, I came here, then we taught our students in Kyoban, or we taught them Mishkat, Bukhari, all the big, yeah, whoever asked, what are you teaching? Talimul Islam. Like normally, when you ask your student, you would expect them to be teaching Hidayah, Mishkat, Bukhari. Now, yes, yeah, Talimul Islam is teaching. So he says, I got like disheartened. But yeah, there was nothing else to teach. And that was the only thing and the real thing to teach. When people don't know anything about deen, where are you going to teach them Bukhari Sharif? They don't know. In fact, that time, the madrasas in South Africa, Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah, the rector of Darul Uloom Deoband, even those days he was known for very widely traveled. He traveled the world and his bayans, everything, oh, great man. When he came to South Africa and he saw the maktab system, he said, in the whole world where I traveled, the best maktab system I found was in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And that was also particularly the old Transvaal that time. He said, I found it the best. And with regard to that, Mufti Sanjali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was the president of the Jamiat of Transvaal. So he says, when we started going for introducing the syllabus of the madrasa to the maktabs, then we would find commonly, Allah make maaf, but he said children used to read Quran Sharif, Ija Ja'a Nakshurullah, like that they should read. And that was the best system in the world, with that kind of reading. And if we went for imtihan, and we found a child reading this year Ta'limul Islam part 2, next year when we went back for imtihan, he's reading part 1. There's no like system, there was no, it was just like the haphazard and that was the best in the world. By a man who says that, like Qari Tayyab Sahib. So you can imagine what was the weakness of deen at that time, very weak. So even parda, no parda. So came and I send it. So my mother-in-law, who had seen, she knew what parda was. She said, "What is this red? This is a red. This you don't call a burqa." So she rejected it. And she sewed one, how we sew for old ladies. And here also we must keep in mind, once when we were on safar, so we went to Pit Ratif, and there was one Harun Badar, marhum, he has passed away now. Yeah, in Peter Marisburg is his brother, Haji Yusuf Badar. And his son, Monana?
Muhammad.
Bilal Badar. So anyway, Harun Bilal Badar, he used to host us, and he had a shoe shop. So he told his son, Hafiz Mohsin, that for Appa, my wife, and my daughter was with Monana Malvi's wife. So he said, bring for them, or her daughter, you know, a pair of shoes as a gift for them. So he brought the same time for both. So he shouted him. He said that for this is a spare shoe for old ladies. Now this young girl, you want to give her this kind of shoe? Bring some shoe that suits a young girl. And this shoe for an old lady, that is all right. So we must understand mizaj and taste also. He was an ordinary person, but he understood the difference. So treat people according to the anzilunas manazilahum. So my mother-in-law, an old lady, but she saw the burqa like of an old lady. That very proper, complete clothes burqa she saw. Anyway, so, and my wife, when we got married, she was 16 that time. Then, sweet 16. Then, so anyway, so, she, alhamdulillah, she wore it, no problem. Then, once we had then visit my, one of our ustads, very senior person, and his wife, no parda, no one else. So she told me, don't worry, your Malsap, referring to me. He's a young man, he got Josh now. In 1-2 months, he's sure. South Africa, he'll forget all this. He'll just become like everyone else. But Allah made it easy. And also that, in the family also, we had a lot of opposition. Nobody liked it, because I was so free with everyone. And now suddenly, just cut off everything. But alhamdulillah, so went through that little mujahada, then the whole family war. And that time was like, I came in the end of January that year, 72. Then after 1 or 2 months, there was a tablighi jour in the New Town Masjid. So I just come, so I attended, so they asked me to give the talk, but I didn't really spend time in Jamaat. I went 10 days in, when I finished it, before I came, went to Markaz, and they sent us to Mewar, but not more time, and that also just for Barkat we went, not to learn the work or anything, just for Mubarak work and Mukhlis people, so joined them. And I remember then I also wanted to wear Amama always. So I started, I said, usually a person starts and he gives up again, he doesn't carry on. I'll start in the Markaz. By the Barkat of the Markaz, Allah will give me tawfiq to carry on. Then, alhamdulillah, for many years afterwards, when I should feel a lot of heat in my body, when I should come home also, straight away take off my kurta, take off my topi. So to wear a mama became very, the heat of it in the body. Hazrat Haji Ahmad Nakhuda Sahib, some of us might know him, he says when he went to Hazrat Sheikh the first time, then he, in his heart the objection came, that Hazrat Sheikh doesn't wear Amama. So Hazrat Sheikh, just after that, he himself said, before I used to wear always, but now the amount of heat in my head, I can't wear the Amama. To wear my topi is also like heavy for me. And whenever Hazrat Sheikh also could, he should take out his topi, put it down, because of the heat that is in the body. So anyway, so we came, then she wore, and the people, nobody knew about parda. The family didn't know. My younger brother, Suleiman, some of us might know him, he just passed away now. He wasn't also still married, and once we were in the kitchen with me and my wife, and then he wanted to come in, he just came. My wife had just come. So I went out quickly, I told him, no, parda here. afterwards you can. So he spread the news that I chased him out of the house. Because I did not, and because it was like common, my sister-in-law was it now. So we all part one family. But so I told then that person that didn't just come like that. It came with a lot of qurban and sacrifice. But Allah makes it easy, you don't even feel it at that time. So we can imagine when before Islam, when there was no Islam, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bring Islam and the whole of Islam, which is not only ibadat, not only namaz, all the ibadat, and then all the nafal, extra ibadat, tilawat, zikr, all that, then muamalat, whole of muamalat, muasharat, running of the country, everything, and at the same time being a father also, and all being very grand, all, how much, so what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed to bring Islam alive. When there was no tawheed, no name and sign of tawheed. This we just talking of parda perhaps, or perhaps some place no namaz, or some place some bid'ah the people have started to take out the bid'ah. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalatu wasalam stand, there was no, and when he spoke of tawheed, it was the most unnatural, unheard of, impossible thing that there can be tawheed. أَجَعَلُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَآخِدَ All the gods, you made them one god, how can this be followed? هَذَا شَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ This is عجيب, what are you talking about? There's only one god? Impossible we have to have a god of rain and a god of children and a god of this. All, how many idols in the Kaaba Sharif? So, what sacrifice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam So my Madani Rahmatullah Ali, now he's going backwards, his house was just like opposite the masjid, but Faban and Sunnah. So Faban and Sunnah is namazes he should make at home. So one time he was making his namaz and he was one person and who had that blessing from Allah Ta'ala, which very few people, even great, great people don't simply have. Engrossment in namaz was so much, he was engrossed in namaz that you can make the biggest noise around him. You can speak, shout, he wouldn't know. So in the UP system, in the houses, they would have what they call a chamutra, that is like a raised platform, about say 1 square meter, 2 square meters according to the size of the house. And normally namazes they make, the woman also make on that. Not on the ground, on that you should make the namaz. About half a meter high, less than half a meter, 250-300 millimeters it should be. And namaz also, eating also they should sit on there. Sit down, and but they should sit there. So Muhammad Ali Rahmatullah Ali was making his Zohar Sunnats on there. And while making the Sunnats, he didn't know he was making his Sunnats. And after he finished his Salam, he saw, he loved a lot of greenery, this little vines and like that. He loved that very much. So there was quite a bit. And he saw the leaves are broken, the flowers lying on the floor. So he became angry that who broke all these flowers? Who broke this vine? He said, Hazrat, don't you know what happened? He said, what happened? He said, there was a snake from one of them and it was just about 30 centimeters above your head. And we were only women folk in the house, we couldn't do anything. So passers by, we called them and they killed the snake. Mm-hmm. And Hazrat didn't even know about it. In the huge hue and cry that was taking place. But no, he wasn't aware of that also. And after that also, usually after that, if we find out, then we get like shocked. And but he just casually walked out for namaz. No shock on him or anything. So a person who has nisbat mahabbah, all these things, he doesn't even know, it doesn't bother him in the least. Muhammadani, his concentration in namaz also, Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah was a great buzurg also, Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah. His son, Maulana Hanif Jalandri, is there at the moment, and he is the chairman of Wifaqul Madaris of Pakistan. All the madrasas, the madrasa board, and all madrasas, the imtihan is from there, the exam papers come from there. They mark it, not individual madrasas. It's marked there, etc. So, so he was first, his father was the principal of the madrasa, and this was before partition of India and Pakistan. So he had invited Manan Madani to come, like we now go and suffer, people invite us, we have programs, etc., to come and have programs, bayans, etc., there, at his place in Chalanda. It's some place there in, what's this place, this province?
Multan.
Ji. What's the province name?
Punjab.
So he came in such manner, which was the adab and etiquette. And those days, not car travel or anything by train, was common travel. So they traveled and they came to a station where it was Fajr time also, and there was a station which is called a junction, where they changed the engines of the trains also, a big station. Because that one engine, for a long journey, they should run 6 hours or so, then they give it rest and put another engine in there, the front engine. So they were changing, and because of that it takes more time, and it was Fajr time, so I did get on the train, not read on the train, and they made the namaz. And Madani Rahmatullah, senior person, they told, and his Quran Sharif reading also, so beautiful, like when we hear about Inna Sami'na Quran and Ajaba, Yahdi ila Rush, all that, you get some picture of that. And also it is famous that Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah's lehja of reading Quran Sharif was very close to the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Quran Sharif today also, somebody reads beautiful, how you enjoy. One is what all the roots that we, plus that the voice is also, plus that a person with his heart is reading. The Quran Sharif is so beautiful to listen to. So anyway, Muhammadani, he performed the namaz. And he was, Friday morning it was, he read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. And while they were, and what itminan, proper, full itminan. We all know the masala that we're on safar. So you read, wal asr inna atayna, and in all our other namazes also. Most of us, we're just reading wal asr inna atayna. And on safar, if we can make 2 rakats in wal asr, we'll make it. And 2 rakats in inna atayna, we'll make it. So when I was reading Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar, and then they finished, changed the engine, and then they blew the whistle of the train, the hooter of the train, the conductor came there where they were and announced that the train is going to move now, it will not get on. Other people who were with Maulana, they went. And they left, broke the namaz, and they went. The goods were on the train, everything. And it's permissible also at such a time. Sharan also, you can break your namaz, you can go. But Maulana just carried on. The train moved away, it went away. Then Khair Muhammad told Maulana after namaz, the train is gone. In safar, you could read short surah. He said, I know all the masalas also. And I also know that if the train moves, you can break your namaz and go. And but wallah, I didn't hear the hooter of the train. I didn't hear the whistling of the train. I didn't hear the conductor coming here and making announcement. Imagine how, what his heart. This is not for us also, but blessed are those people who have that level. And very few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ They are blessed with that amount. But that was now those people. They were, and like that they used to make their namaz. So Madana, Madani Rahmatullah Ali, when he got more involved in politics and that, he got Maulana Fakhruddin Sahib to come here. He provided his accommodation and he gave him Bukhari Sharif to teach. He was the Nazim at Alimah, so he gave Hazrat Bukhari Sharif. So Hazrat should teach Bukhari Sharif. So he should go walking by wheelchair later. So one in Darul Uloom Deoband, they have one, I don't know now, but that time, one mashura of the shura of the madrasa, in the last 10 days of Ramzan, one particular mashura they have. So then all the shura members have to come. And it was holidays, Ramzan is holiday, all have gone away. So Maulana Fakhruddin, Muradabad, maybe about 250 miles or kilometers further away. So he used to come also. So he came also. And because we were close to him, we should go quite often after Asr Majlis. Asatiza was quite a bit, he should entertain students after Asr, have a Majlis. Anyone wants to meet the Ustad. So we should go by Hazrat also quite often after Asr. So, then,
speaking now, but before that, doesn't it mean that Muhammad is in the Sunnah about the train?
About, yeah.
About the train, what happened to the train then?
The train?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they got left off. Yeah, they finished the namaz, the train went away. Then the train came back again. Something wrong with the train. So the station master was a white man, that time the British were ruling India. So he came, he said, there's nothing wrong with the train. Till this Baba doesn't get on this train, won't he? And Abba, as soon as Hazrat got on, everything was right. That's no problem. And the train moved that way. Just let me tell you something else, inshallah, everything will be beneficial. One person here in Nampula, in Mozambique, northern Mozambique. Iqbal Bank is usually our host when we go there. So we went one time and we were talking. So he said that when I was 6 years old, 5 years old, I had polio. So he was all polio. He says I became so ill that my mother had to carry me to the toilet also, because to go toilet. I couldn't walk. In polio you become completely, you can't walk anything. So he said, my father told my mother to take me to a certain buzhurg, a black person there local, and ask him to make dua. So his mother took him, she made dua. And he says, this time when we met him, that time he must have been, he said, I'm 56 now. And that time I was 6 years old, 50 years, no operation, no medical treatment. So he's dua, and you can see I'm walking and there's nothing wrong with me. But he added this also, but that buzhurg was such that whatever came on the table, who brought this, from where did it come? So they were living where there's no question of machachos and Kentucky and all that, no question of that. Living in a jungle where everything is natural and all Muslims, so everything is halal. There is no mass slaughtering or nothing like that. But particular, which, who brought it? And this was the habit of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time also, whenever something, where did this come from? That also makes a lot of difference. And food, even if it's halal and tayyibah, but who brought it? And then you have an idea with what niyat they brought it also. And some people even make jadu on the food. Or some people, with what intention they give it. All that has an effect. So he was very particular about that. So this was the effect. Just now, 2 days ago, in the morning tafsir, who am on the ayat of the Quran Sharif, in tajtanibu kabaira min al-ith, if you would stay away from the big gunas, then all your small gunas, Allah says, I promise I will forgive you. You stay away from the big gunas. On there, Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah, they write, the big gunas are prompted by three things, three things. One is ittiba'i nafs, because of our nafs. The second is hubbud dunya. And the third thing is tawajjuh ilal ghayr, that you don't have your eyes on Allah on ghairullah yu'aisa. And all three things, a treatment is very easy. Your nafs, you just think this half a minute, 15 seconds you think, my nafs didn't create me, my nafs doesn't feed me, my nafs is my enemy. Allah has declared that nafs is your open enemy, so why must I listen to my... Every day just think like that. Then all this, lot of perhaps most of our guna is because of the desires of our nafs. And second is that...
Hubbuddunya.
The love of dunya. That the ra'sa kulli khatiyah. But if you just think, for how long is dunya? And what can dunya? And just ponder a little bit of the ayahs of the Quran Sharif, the namas of Jannah. Dunya can, with whole dunya together, its whole lifespan, not only what we living in, can never offer you a bit of the namas of Jannah. That is forever and ever and ever. And not only forever, quality also. That the hurul een, uruban atraba, uruban, masters of love making. Atraba, similar age, she won't feel that she's nadan or anything. She will be, she'll know you properly. And so, no, all the women of the world can compare to one hurul een. And there you're not going to have one, how many hurul een? And no jealousy, no hatred. No sickness, nothing. So that automatically hubbud dunya will go out of it. But because we don't ponder on the akhirah. And dunya, what it offers you? Like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that hurri ghairi, go and deceive somebody else. What you deceiving me? That I won't listen to you. Go and deceive somebody else. So you think even of the khatruka yaseer, your dangers which you present, sometimes illness, sometimes poverty, these are small matters. These don't even matter. So if you just ponder like that, hubbud dunya will go out of a person. And tawajjuh ilal ghair, that looking at other people besides Allah, this one will do my work, people will praise me, people will get angry with me. What can they do also? Allah wahdahu la sharif. If you connect the thing, it is everything. Then at the end, the Mawlana Idris Kandali rahmatullah read, and akle halal is the basic and fundamental thing for all sa'at. If you want to become obedient to Allah, akle halal. And then he writes three times there, khub samaj lo, khub samaj lo, khub samaj lo. How important it is. So that person there, a local black person, but just food, put him on the mustajabud da'wat. Then he explained to us, they were living on the mainland of Africa. And Isle of Africa is a small island just away from there, where Islam entered Africa. First the Sahaba came there, and from there it came on the mainland, and most of the coastal region. And that is why the language on the coastal region is Swahili, from Sahi, because of the coastal language. Swahili, which is the common language there in Africa, 80% are Arabic words. Just like Urdu in India, 80% are Arabic words. It's just the grammar that is the ka, ke, ki, and that. But otherwise, it's the Arabic language. Swahili also an Arabic language. Turkey also, the original Turkey. But the enemies have made effort, like Turkey is no more written in Arabic script. It's written in English script now. Originally it was written in Arabic script. Swahili in Arabic, but they want to change it. They want to try to change. Urdu also must be written in the English script. So they say that he was saying we were poor people when I was small. And for madrasa and school, we should go to the island, because that was the hub of Islamic. But we should have to go. There were two types of boats. One was the sails, and the other the motor boat. So the motor boat can go anytime, because it got its own power, but more expensive. So we couldn't afford that. We should go on the sail boat, cheaper. But with the sail, boat will not move until there is a wind in that direction. And he says, many times we should be sitting hours that it won't move, no wind. Mm. But this buzur comes, one step he puts on the boat and it moves.
Mm.
He says also, once the Portuguese were ruling that time Mozambique. And there, in Dunia's administration, usually they do it properly, everything. There was a train service also. Say, how many times we saw the train going from there to Beira, the big city, Maputo, that time it was there, Goa Bay, or Maputo's name. Then the train will just stop in the jungle. No signal, no robot, nothing. Just stops. And we all now just have to wait. The train is not moving. And then we'll see this buzur coming, walking through the jungle. As soon as he puts his step on the train starts moving. مَنْ كَانَ لِلَّهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. If we become, and all this, the basic thing is أَقْلِ حَلَال. And حَلَال and طَيِّبًا. And then, and even more than حَلَال and طَيِّبًا, you must see who send it, what the niyat of sending it. All that has an effect on the food. And if jadu is even worse than in that food, so you have to be very, very careful. Somebody offered surma to Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So he said, I'll ask my hakim if this is suitable for me. So that person says, so much nakhra, you're so fakir, I'm giving you hadiah. And are you still going to go and ask your hakim? Yeah? So he said, yes, the surma is yours, eyes are mine. Yeah? I must be, I can't just put, anyone will be worried of his eyes. You can't just put anything. If you damage your eyes, you harm your eyes, it's a big worrying thing for any person. So with your mouth even more, because from your mouth there's a gateway to your whole inner system. And then from there, that effect goes on the whole body. So what food we eat, we must be very careful. So, this last mashura of Darul Uloom Deoband, Muhammad Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he came, he attended, and then he was going back. So, as natural, student, Deoband is a small station. Saharanpur is a big station from where many trains go in different directions. And not too far, about half an hour away. So we went to Saharanpur to see Hazrat off. When we were on the platform and waiting for the train to come that is going to Muradabad, so Hazrat Khadim, Maulana Saifullah, marhum, he asked him, Hazrat is going on this train. He said, yeah. I asked, what class? He said, third class. And a few months before that, me with one friend, we traveled that way to go and visit our buzur. We went to Hardoi, Maulana Abrar Naksab, we went to Lucknow, we went to Shah Jahanpur, Mukti Mahdi, Hassan Sahib, all the buzur in the holidays, went and meet them. And we traveled on that train, and from Saharanpur for at least 2 hours, we were just holding the railing and hanging out of the train. Train is so full, forget putting your leg, you have no place to put a toe inside, so full. Then after about 2 hours, when some passengers got off, then we managed to get it. Mm-hmm. I said, Hazrat is going in this train. He said, yes, that's how he travels always. And in that, Ramzan, that old age, Roza, and not a single namaz we must, and every namaz with jamaat also. Allah makes the way open. So I said, no, man, too hard for Hazrat. So Allah put in my heart, I caught it and we went back to the ticket office. I gave back the third class ticket, I said, give first class ticket. So he gave. And Hazrat doesn't know anything. When the train came, so he took Hazrat and put him in the first class. Now, first class, comfortably you sit in. No rush and that. Namaz wa titminan. So, and this is also that na'mal qadirin, those people who appreciate. Very few people really appreciate. When Hazrat came back after now, Madrasa opened Shawwal. So I tell you, Hazrat. So when I just went, and Hazrat couldn't walk that time. He should go on a walk. But he got off his bed, and he made mu'anaka with me to walk. Usually, it may not be so long, but I felt for about 15 minutes. And he was just giving du'as and du'as and du'as. So that is all we got, the du'as of our buzur. So if you make khidmat of our asatizah and khidmat in such a way that you get du'as from them. Maulana Muhammad Bhamji, marhum, he passed away. He was in Perth and then in Marble Hall. He says he was studied in Annama Binnori town in the time of Maulana Yusuf Binnori Rahmatullah. So summer months, the days are long, afternoon. So Maulana Binnori in the afternoon, when all are making Tainuna, he was parishan, he was outside his house, which was where the one section of the madrasa, his house was with the madrasa. And Maulana happened to go there. So Maulana that time was parishan because his daughter had an eye problem and he desperately needed eye ointment. So Maulana just came and he went and he got it and he brought it. So the du'as you get at that time. And when you just, when Allah gives you that opportunity, you just there at the time and you just do the right thing. Those are very, very, very valuable things. Similarly, so Hazrat used to teach 3 hours Bukhari Sharif in the morning and 3 hours at night. When we came to Bukhari Sharif, I think 1 year before already, the night he should give it over to Hazrat Mufti Mahmudul Hassan Saab to teach. So that also I remember, he told me that what time is Mufti Saab in his room, what time can I go to him? Now he's the Sadr Mudarris and he's senior, very senior. So now he's finding out that I mustn't cause any inconvenience, and he told me, give me all the details, but don't let Mufti Saab know one word that I'm intending to come to. Don't tell. So we did everything. Then Hazrat came and personally he requested him, I request you to teach Bukhari Sharif at night. And that, like in every madrasa, it happens. Many other ustads had problems. Why Mufti Saab? Why doesn't he give it to us? So Hazrat used to say, I know who is fit to teach Bukhari Sharif. In fact, Hazrat Mufti Saab, when after Muhammaduddin passed away, somebody saw a dream. And he said, Hazrat Shaykh, he saw Muhammad Fakhruddin in the dream. And he said, to teach Bukhari Sharif, it is like eating iron chana. Chana, what we eat, iron. In other words, you have to make real effort. And not just today, also a common thing, for you people also try to understand it, that you'll be graduating, you'll be going. Many places now, young people are teaching Bukhari Sharif. Surely you might have the academic capacity, but to teach Bukhari, you need an elderly person with that experience of life, experience of kitabs, all that. Then, and students who go and learn such a place where the ustads are still so young, what really are they going to put over? Before it was famous, Shaykhul Hadith, you think of old person. Now Shaykhul Hadith is a young person, just a graduate. He just graduated 1-2 years ago, he's Shaykhul Hadith now. Usually Shaykhul Hadith, the mafhum of it also is an elderly person, matured person, experienced in his teaching. So he requested Mufti Saab. Then Mufti Saab is to teach. Allah gave us tawfiq there also to make khidmat. So it was that 10, 9 o'clock. So Isha Namaz was around about 8:30, 8:45, something like that. And after 9 o'clock, then I should go to Mufti Saab's room. Summer months also hot, very hot. At night also very hot. So I should take water for Mufti Saab. And I should go and buy the ice from the hotel. Their hotel doesn't mean our big hotel, just a small little 10 shanty is also a hotel. And Hotel Jannatul Firdaus. The names of that hotel is here. And you can see the hotel. Something completely different. Anyway, I should go and buy the ice and I should put it. So Mufti Saab, the first, the second, third night, he told me that Billi ko chichre, they say, how you give a cat just the waste meat, all the leftover meat. He says you put the ice on top and the water hasn't become cold. You just put ice, now it doesn't become cold. So Allah gave me topic, I understood. So the next day from then onwards, I should buy the ice before Namaz. Put it in, so by after Namaz, the water is cold. Otherwise, just the ice is there, it's cold, but the water is not cold. And there was no time we had to go forward to class. So then others should teach 9 to 12. Then when we can come back, and that was even when Salana Imtihan, Bukhari Imtihan tomorrow. until 12 o'clock at night, Sabah. And after that, now you can make your musala. So some students also should come, and Allah should give topic. I should make arrangement for tea. All should bring tea at there. Then the students should go away. Some should still stay present with late and make khidmat masad. Then afterwards, all should be gone. I remember then, one night, maybe about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, then Hazrat himself, he put his kurta on for me. And that kurta, on my wedding day, I wore 3 kurtas. One kurta of my Ustad Hafiz Abdurrahman Niyasab, and he should wear a very short kurta. And in riwayat, when I studied about kurta, find not riwayat kurta, and like the Malaysian, Indonesian ulama, till today they wear like a little jacket, but that's their kurta, very short. And that also you get in that story. Hafiz Abdurrahman, that I wore as a vest. Then Mufti Mahdi Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali took one kurta of his also, and Hafiz, and Mufti Sahib's kurta. 3 kurtas of Buzurgs I wore. And my Amama I wore, the Darulum Amama. And that is about 5 meters long. Big, big Amama. So anyway, so Mufti Sahib put that on for me about 2, 3 o'clock. And he gave me so much duas also. What I'm trying, Ustaz, khidmat we may, we get it. And you get the dua, and dua karai nahi jati. Dua li jati. You don't request somebody to make dua. But you make khidmat such a way that that person's heart just goes out. And that dua comes from the bottom of the heart. That is what has effect. So, Allah give us tawfiq. You make khidmat of our asatiz. And khidmat is in different ways. You can make physical khidmat, monetary khidmat, spiritual, we make dua for our ustaz. That is also what our heart and soul, we make dua for our ustaz. That is also a big khidmat. We make isali sawab. Who of us makes isali sawab for ustaz? Isali sawab we can make for the living also. We don't do that also. We are taking so much from them, but we are not giving them anything. So we should be making dua for them.
Can other advisors special ways or instructions to see in the dream of the Karim Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam? Special way?
Special instructions or ways to see in the dream of the Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
One main way is Durood Sharif, Salawat, and Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How does a person practice on Sunnah? And inshallah you will get it. Before it was famous, that by student reaches Mishkat Sharif, and before the first Hadith Kitab a student read was Mishkat, not Riyadhul Salih, Targhib, that wasn't in the syllabuses before. The first Hadith Kitab a student read was Mishkat Sharif. And it was famous by Mishkat, students should make Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the reason for that, which comes in the Hadith also, that whenever qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fa hakaza kana fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every time sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to read it with your lips moving, to read it with your tongue moving, which is now gone out. And because of that, students don't make ziyarat anymore. Otherwise, it's famous. The most hadith that is the durood that is recited is by the muhaddithin. And that is also when we read every time durood sharif. Because if you, for example, Mishkat Sharif, if you read, now from Riyadhul Salihin, Targhib, you read, oh look, the durood sharif will be there. And it's just a matter of moving our lips a little. And if a person reads it with passion and feeling, that's what knowledge Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what enjoyment Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For example, Dr. Iqbal, the famous poet, philosopher, which many people call Allama Iqbal. Our Buzurgs don't like, you must use the word Allama. He wasn't even a Maulana, he wasn't an Ali. How we make him? But his philosophy, and people who are impressed with philosophy and that, they call him Allama. On one occasion, somebody mentioned to him in his gathering that there were cats in Masjid Nabawi, and the one cat gave birth to kittens. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, respect this cat now, she has become a mother. He got a shock at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave honor to our cat because she became a mother. Today, when my wife becomes a mother, I must give her more respect. She's a mother. When he becomes a grandmother, even more. But we fight all the time. No? A cat, Nabi said. So he went in a trance, he went in a coma. He came again. He said, repeat that words. What is my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, he pay respect this cat because she has become a mother. Again, he went in a trance. So, like that, every hadith is ulum, 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 hikmat, hikmat, hikmat. But we just like pass it by. Say today, we are sitting with a cell phone. We are indifferent. We don't pay attention to the sabak. Bukhari Sharif sabak, Muslim Sharif sabak, we don't pay attention. But what ulum is in there, which the Quran refers to, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Quran is referring to hadith as hikmah, wisdom. It's sarasar, sarasar, wisdom. If you want to become a wise person, it's hadith. You get attached to hadith and see how wise you become. So when a person appreciates Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he reads then, not only sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a formality, but with that feeling that my Nabi, then say, it's not a month and you have to get to ziyarat of me. And also, one thing I just came to learn now, we keep on learning, Allah keep, may Allah keep us, keep on teaching us. And if we are prepared to learn, then we can learn. And if we feel we know enough, like even in the gathering we come, like here also, any majlis, any gathering, go for sabbath. If you go with an open heart and an empty heart, then something. If you go with a full heart, now what more can be put in? When you go, I know nothing. And then you will learn something. And if you go, I know everything. Then you'll make ateras on this. You'll find faults with this. But I know nothing. Now you'll be able to take everything. So what was I going to say?
Something Hazrat just learned recently.
Yeah, Jazakum. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam at Hawza Kawthar, and he was wa'ana faratahum ala hawzi. I will be before my ummah comes, I will be on my hawzi. Then they will all come. And when they come, some of those people will be so fortunate that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will say, Muhammad, you have come. That person will surprise us. Allah, Nabi, I came 1400 years after you. I wasn't born in. How you know my name? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you sent durood so abundantly that I came, I was so fond of you. And I was a pre-waiting for your durood blessing. So how fortunate are those people? And whenever we send durood, then our name is taken and our father's name is taken in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If outside we walk out of the masjid and we hear some children or ordinary people and they say, that Mauli Sahab, he's a great man, he does that. We feel happy. In the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our name is taken. This is all by Durood Sharif. Of 10 years, when I came back from after studies from India, I was in Germiston, our hometown. We were not living in the, should we call Asiatic Bazaar, the location. We were living out in a white area, Primrose. And from there we should travel about, I think, 8 kilometers away it was. So, when I was perhaps, I think, in the second year or third year, I had a lot of shock, and I made bayan also, and then, and there's no cell. We hardly knew anything. Second year, third year, you hardly. But I remember then the khutbah. That time, almost all the masjid, first the muazzin should come and he should take the asar. And he should stand. Inna Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Many bidati masjids, they still do it also. So that was happening there also. And I understood it's a bidat and we must get rid of bidat. So I took the stick first and I sat on the minbar. Now the muazzin came, he wants to take the stick and I'm not giving this. And all are sitting, all Juma people, masjid is full. And our tug of war here. Then finally he did without the stick. Then Maulana Yusuf Pandar was there, the principal of the madrasa. He told me that you should tell me before. I should tell him, he should listen to me. But if I should say it before, I don't think he should agree. He should say it's carrying on now, take it slowly and that. But alhamdulillah, after that finished, no more that bidat was out. And to what to how I know, all the masjids also, our masjids, no more that bidat. Burqa also, my wife wore, then the family, then alhamdulillah, it became common then. Till now you see today, like in Azad, the small girls also, just like her, they enjoy putting on the burqa, but the small girl, that time nobody, no burqa. Later on I came to find, there was one man, Maulana Suleiman Anandi, who is the Middleburg, and his wife made him happy. So his wife came to learn later, she was one woman who used to observe. And I heard later that there was a woman here in Natal, Durban side, but I never ever, I just heard there was some woman. There's the only two women that later I came to hear who had observed Parda here. Otherwise, Parda, but so for that you have to make some sacrifice. One is we don't do anything. The other is we go there and we start fighting and make a big issue. Try and choose such a way that Saab bhi mare or Lathi bhi matute. Try your best. Ask Allah for hikmah. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Wat wasba. Wal maw'idatil hasana. In a nice way. Wajadilhum billati hiya ahsan. And argue with them in a nice way. Quran Sharif is so beautiful. Like what Quran Sharif says, that you must make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. When you start making zikr, everything, and devotedly, now you're not interested in dunya's work, you're not going time short, you're not opening shop on time, you're not going to work. Only you're lazy now, you don't want to work. You're just making zikr. Wasbir ala ma yaqulu. Make sabr. And if they still don't listen and they're still troubling you, wahjurhum. Now separate from them. But what kind of separation? Ajran jameela, a beautiful. Allama Adusi writes that, alladhi la shikwa fiha. Don't have any complaint. Wala intiqam. And you don't have the jazba of revenge. That when something goes wrong in their life, you say, you see, people don't make zikr, this is why this happened. There mustn't be that also. No shikwa, no intiqam, revenge at all. That is how Quran Sharif has defined hajran jameela. Acha. Yeah, so that Ishtima in Newtown, Jur, and we were also all new, so no one observing, but my whole bayan I gave emphasis on making parda and having, wearing. I say, how many brothers went 40 days? Very few those days, but their wives also still not making. So they told me, go cashless. Similarly, that time also, 72 I came, by 74, end of 74, alhamdulillah. I was expecting with Maulana Maulvi's wife, so she stayed at home, but I went for Hajj. And in fact, my brother-in-law, Maulana, personally, he was still studying in Jehovah. And he got the news, I'm going for Hajj. He said, Maulvi's are getting well paid there. Yes, he's going for Hajj already. But Allah made the intizam. In those days, we should do morning tafsir. And we were there in Sayyakul, Al Hajj Al Sharu Ma'aluma, all those. So one person, Allah put it in his heart, and he should go every year for Hajj. So he offered me, I'll give you a ticket. Those days, ticket was 300 rand for Hajj. He said, you make the arrangement for your accommodation there, and I will give you your ticket. So Allah opened the way. So a person is Allah made the way. So what was the question, Mona? Yeah. So when we were coming back, I can remember it was M at the guest car. I don't know how come which night, but anyway. And we were mostly the Hajis. And that time in the aeroplanes and airports, the security, there was nothing like that. In fact, many like business people traveling Joburg, Durban, they had tickets in there, kept it with them. And anyone wants to go, they give them a ticket, your name also. They don't check your name also there at the airport. All this now, your ID and your passport, nothing. You just give the ticket and you carry on. So we came back and then Bashir Bhai, who's still there in Cape Town, Jamaat brother, he spoke to the staff on the plane and they allowed us to use the mic system. So then I gave a bayan on the plane. All the hajis mostly. And there also I was pressing on parda. So Bashir was pressing my legs. Take it easy. Take it easy with the people. So Allah has given that jazma. Allah made it easy. Any other?
It's a story of Muhammad Pamji. Story of Muhammad Pamji.
Yeah. Let me tell you another story. He was studying in Minori town. So they normally trousers, they wear the Punjabi trouser. And the Punjabi trouser is very, very broad. So when he came and the maid of the house did the washing, and when she hanged it on the line, and she's going, she screamed. What is this here? Long trouser. But very comfortable. And in fact, there was one, can't remember his name, but he came in Jamaat also many times. He was rather a chef in Medina Sharif in Saharanpur also. So he should say, like this trouser of what we wear, he was very much a good. Because he just gets wet, then your skin shows. So it must be thick material. And this it must be that broad, so that the sutter is 100% completely. You can't even see the shape of anything. That's a broad trouser like that. But today we wear the trousers which are quite comparatively very narrow. But that was very broad trousers, especially the top part. Very broad, but then very comfortable also. Okay, so he one time he told me himself when Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri came and he was staying in Miaswan. So to come to the institute, so if you come from the right side, then the driver's side is where the steps start, and if you come from the other side, the passenger side is on that side. So he said, I should take care to come such a way that the passenger side. So this is also those who appreciate Mohana Yusuf Binori told him, you come specially, you take the long way so that it's easy for me, I just get off here and go. So to keep all these things, find a point. One friend of ours, Muhammad Bam, is ill now, he's not so well. But I told Hazrat also one time, the way he makes khidmat he should make, that as though he stayed in some Buzurg's khidmat for years and he's well trained. So this is a thing which Allah gives somebody. That you just make that thing. One time, our Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Sahib was in Azadur, by Salibay Kaka Marhum, Firoz Kaka and his father. So the garages are attached to the house. So when Hazrat was leaving now, so I went and opened the door. So when Hazrat came and saw the door is open before time, he was very happy. And he taught me a great lesson also, that the people of Jahannam, when they will enter, the doors will be closed and open for them. But for the people of Jannah, what's the ayat?
وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ
حَتَّى
إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. That is, that the doors will be open before. So, like khidmat like that, everything arranged properly. or so the khidmat also is such a thing that those what khidmat you get everything. Ibadat se khud jannat milti hai, khidmat se khuda milta hai, you get Allah Ta'ala. But then to make the khidmat, one buzurg, he was now tired, he wanted to sleep, and all in the room. So the khadim made out, so he says that I asked all to leave. So he said, yes, and you also close the door from outside. In other words, you don't think that you are safe there. He closed the door from outside. Anyone, any question?
Regarding part of suluk, what do we should do to get acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Suluk, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, there isn't a single ayat that hasn't got the tasawwuf in it. If there is, it's not an ayat of Quran. And what is suluk? The tasawwuf, the starting point of it is islah nafs. And the ending of it, nisbat ma'allah. And it goes together. How much you make islah, you get connection with Allah. And who gets connection with Allah, you have got, if tu mera, to har shay mein. If you are mine, Allah, everything is mine. Zami meri, asma mera. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi. So to get that, the heart must be clean. Allah won't come in a dirty heart. So the first is islah. Clean your heart. And when you clean your heart, you don't have to invite Allah. Allah, His eyes are on the heart of everyone all the time. And when the heart is clean, Allah comes in that heart. And everyone will feel it also, that Allah has come. Just like Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, that if you try to explain somebody that how does a mango taste, a person who never tasted a mango, you'll never be able to explain. Jaslim Hamid, just before that, about 3-4 months ago in Pakistan, there was a paddle jamaat. And in this paddle jamaat, 1 year paddle jamaat. And they go in the mountains and in the jungles and all that. But then from arriving, always they sent one zimmedar to go and check on the jamaat. How is any problems, how to the work. So the zimmedar came. And then the Amir of the Jamaat told him, this one Sati of ours, about 2 or 3 months the Jamaat was out. It's not, one meal is not eating. No lunch, no breakfast, no supper, just not eating. So, and we're trying to speak to him, he's not talking anything. So then they sat with him. So he said, if you promise not to let my name go out, then I'll tell you why I'm not. They gave him their promise. He said, he's a grave digger. And in their village, in the jungles there, wherever, a lady passed away, a very sinful lady, committing the worst guna. She passed away. Nobody was prepared to give ghusl or anything. So he paid a few women, he said, give her ghusl. Her body is going to lie like this. We can't allow that. We have to bury her. They gave ghusl. Then with 2-3 people, he made janazah namaz, and they buried her. After 2-3 days, another person passed away. And there they used to dig the graves very close to one another. So when he was digging this grave, a hole formed into her grave. So he just came, the thought came that she was so sinful, let me just see, she must be being punished terribly. He saw her sitting on a throne, beautiful and wonderful and enjoying food, eating and enjoying food. So he said, you? She said, yeah, I was very, very sinful. But whenever any pious people came in our village, Jamaats came, she was the only one who had the oven in the ground, that oven what they called. So all should go to her, that was her income. But whenever Buzurgs came, pious people, Jamaats, I shouldn't charge anything in honor of them. Because of that Allah came to her. No. And she was eating. And you could see she's enjoying. So he asked, what you say? Allah is feeding me, fruit of Jannah. So he asked, how it tastes? She couldn't explain. She's explaining. He can't. So he said, give me a little. So she gave it. When she gave, he said, I ate that little. Now I don't feel hungry ever. No. Just like the Kawthar, a person, لا أضمع بعده أبدا. You'll never feel thirsty after. This is the food of, and the taste of it. Now this food of dunya, I can't eat it also in any case. It's got no taste. It's tasteless compared to that food. And just one morsel she gave me. So, what were we talking about? Yeah. So when the heart is clean, then Allah comes in that heart. And when Allah comes in that heart, that person is a king, one great buzurg. Somebody asked him, how you feeling? He says, what you asking the condition of that person, that the whole world is running according to his wishes. How was his words of kufr? How can you say such a thing? You running the world? So he says, when I have handed myself fully to Allah, whatever Allah does, that's my wish. I have handed myself over to Allah. So you are happy, whatever is happening. And people like that, the world goes upside down. What is happening in Palestine, for us, it hurts us. But they just laugh. They know Allah's system. And Allah knows what He's doing. So for them, it's no big deal that Allah is watching. Allah knows what. But we mustn't think it like that. We must feel it. And unfortunately, we haven't got feeling. We don't even think of the people of Palestine anymore. Forget making a dua, the thought also doesn't come to us. The most is perhaps a message comes on the phone. And we just read it and it's finished. Today everything has just become a news item. We hear somebody passed away, somebody's accident, somebody heart attack. We hardly make a dua. At least two minimum duas we should make. One is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And our Shaykh Hazrat Rahim Sahib Dawud Barakatum taught us, just reading that is not enough. Complete it, which comes in the hadith, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Allahumma ajurna. There are three ways you can read it according to Nahwa rule. But Hazrat taught us this, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina wa khluf lana khayran minha. And that person, whatever musibat, whoever we heard something, that Allah save us from this problem and give us something better. But we don't make no dua. And that if you want to make that, and also then read to yourself, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. As a gift from Allah, those who read this dua, complete it on these people as salawat from Allah. Salawat is rahmat, Allah's rahmat. And salawat is special rahmat, which is exclusive for the anbiya alayhi salam. But for many a'mal you do, Allah gives us also a glimpse of that special mercy which is exclusive for the anbiya. Allah bestows us with it also. So those who read the, then Allah bestows. Al-ulaik alim salawatum li rabbihim wa rahmat. Salawat is special rahmat. Wa rahmat. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ حَسَنَ. These are the people who got hidayah, who have connected. And if you don't read that at least for him, read it for yourself, the other dua. That we must learn this dua and read it always also. That when we hear difficulty of any person, that Alhamdulillah الَّذِي عَافَانِي عَافَانَا مِمَّبْتَلَاهُمْ مِمَّبْتَلَاكَ بِهِ وَفَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقَ. At least then that problem will never come in your life. You see somebody getting a ticket on the road, somebody in an accident, somebody there. Read this dua, that problem will never come in your life. So at least, but we don't. We just hear, it's a news item, that's all.
Over the years, from the time Hazrat was active in tabligh, from the time that was proactive in the effort of tabligh, and as it shares.
When I came back from India, once we were in Deoband, I remember it was a Saturday after Asr, but one of our friends, we were going, usually we should either go to start on after Asr, or we should go and buy with the things from the shops, that so we were going. Then there was Jamaat had come, which was a rest in Darul Deoband, but the Jamaat had come, and like a small ijtima they had for the students. So I told my friend, let's go. So he told me, where you want to go there? Important is to go by Hazrat Shaykh, by Buzurg. Tabligh Jamaat, you get whole life. Buzurgs are old, you won't get them all. But there is all Shaitan's tricks to keep us away. Anyway, we didn't go. And then I remember once we were making wuzu in the halls of Darul Uloom Deoband, and one Jamaat Sati was next to me. And he asked me, "Your miswak? Where's miswak?" So I think this man is extreme. That miswak so important, but when you're not in it, then for us it's an extreme thing. What is talking about miswak here? It's not so important. But how important is miswak? Is so important, so important. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Muhammad Dharbi told me he was in the khidmat of Hazrat. And Hazrat was old that time, and Muslims should say like in a coma also. So they were making his wuzu, and he was like not knowing what's happening. So Malik Ali said to Khadim, "Give out the miswak, maybe just quickly, quickly, Hazrat is old." Hazrat got so angry and he shouted, he said, "If you want to get away from me, I'm not in need of you people. How you made me leave?" They gave him the miswak, just a little bit. He said, "Now it's okay." So important, but we don't pay any attention to it. So what was the question?
As of time in Tabligh.
Gee. So like that. So then I went for Jamaat. So before I finished, I stayed 1 year extra after I completed my study to my door of Quran Sharif. Yeah, because I learned Quran Sharif in my big age and together with the Adi course. So and then the time came I had to go to Deoband and I didn't do my door with my ustad. Few suparas we did, but then my door got left out, so I stayed 1 year. So anyway, I said, let me go for, I went 10 days Jamaat there. Then I came, when I came back, when I just reached Deoband, then also I became ill after about a month. And all coming and giving different stories of the illness. And the India people, the local students, they say there's a snake that flies in the air and it blows its poison and the poison has got you. And I know all funny things, and now you are alone. That's the time you think of home when you are ill. But as long as you are well and money is coming from home, you don't think of home. But when you get ill, then you really think of home. And I was quite ill. Then they took me to a doctor, a Hindu doctor. And he diagnosed me with jaundice. And then for that, I had to take glucose injection. And the satis, Allah reward them. He should give that glucose injection and slowly started gaining some strength in them. So, anyway, so, yeah. So when I wanted to now, I had made up my mind, Ramzan, I'm going to spend in Saharanpur by Hazrat Shaykh. I asked my father marhum for 1 year extra to do my Quran, so he permitted me. But 6 months later, he said, "I wish you must come home." And that time wasn't all cell phone and immediate messages and that. He wrote a letter, "It takes 3 weeks to come. You reply, it takes 3 weeks to go back again." So he wrote that, "I would like you to come." So then I wrote, "I would like to stay for Ramzan. I'll come after Ramzan." So he wrote back, that, okay, you can stay. And then I thought about it and I made mashura with Hazrat Mufti Sahab. He said, "No, your father is calling you, go home." So I wrote that I'm coming home and his letter was on the way, you can stay. So anyway, then when his letter came, I stayed also. So, because I wanted to spend my Ramzan by Hazrat Shaykh. I was quite eager to spend Ramzan. Okay, so I had that time, I got this jaundice, and then when I went Mewat, there were floods. And in the floods, we had to walk in the flood water. And I became sick again with typhoid also and jaundice also. But I was determined, I didn't worry anything, no treatment, nothing. I'm going to spend my Ramzan. And Allah Shah, I got better. No. And we spent Ramzan there. And Ramzan we spent by Hazrat Shaykh, it was out of this world. The Khanqah there, how vibrant it was, zikr that takes place. Most of the people, no sleeping at night. So much so, Manana Bashir, Mufti Bashir Ahmad of Stanger, marhum who passed away, he was a friend also, whole night ibadat. In Fajr, he couldn't stay awake, not stay awake, he was falling down. Because whole night, no sleep, he was sleepy. Like that was the atmosphere there. Lot of zikr, ibadat, etc. But we were still young, and Hazrat by Hazrat Shaykh, if you don't make zikr, you're not allowed to stay in the Khanqa. And we just started, so we weren't making. So somebody complained about us. But there was Allah give jazai khair to one khadim of Hazrat was from Gujarat. He said, but Hazrat, they read a lot Quran. He said, oh, okay, they read in Quran, it's okay. And if you spoke, you can eat as much as you want to, you can sleep as much as you want to. But talking, you're out of the Khanqa. They just send you away, change you away. Not allowed to talk in the Khanqa. So we say, and on the 15th night, the masjid was full. Masjid was perhaps the size of this masjid. And then outside was the courtyard, also the same size, but there tent. And 15th night it rained, and rained heavy. And that place got flooded. But in that flood, we sleeping. And that Khadim said to roll up the bed with us and push us, take us. The way we used to, saving time, we not getting up for saving. We just sleeping there, one way. Jawani ki un, when you're a young person, how you sleep? You got no worries on your head, you just sleep, sleep, sleep. Maulana Yusuf Pandor, he was standing in Deoband for final imtihan. He didn't sleep the whole imtihan period, the 10 days or 2 weeks. After that, 1 week he slept. Only you should get up for namaz, eat and sleep. 1 week you are just sleeping, sleeping. So, he's then about tabligh, yeah. So there I got introduced. When I came back, I was still more on dini or on ilmi side. And alhamdulillah we started. My Ustad Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when I went and meet him also for when I was leaving. When we completed our studies, then Hazrat Khususi Sanat for Ijazat of Hadith. One is the Madrasa Sanat, one Khususi. And when I went with it, and even the Madrasa Sanat, Hazrat had a stamp, rubber stamp, and his Khadim should stamp it. But when I went, he said no. He brought a pen, and with his pen, he signed it, not the rubber stamp. And his khususi sanad also. So, we started here. He, Hazrat, advised me, and I got that clip which is on record, but the old tape record, the cassette, on there. So he advised me, and in fact, I taped it in Deoband. And that was on that reel, not even the cassette. Then we transferred it to the cassette. And the first time I made Khatam of Quran Sharif in Azadwan, then we played that cassette also. Hazrat advised 10 minutes, his nasihat. In there he told, you must do Quran tarjuma. And Hazrat's barakat, today alhamdulillah, many other sathis also are doing many masjid. When I remember we were standing in Yasfam, there was one Maulana, in Maputo, that time it wasn't Maputo, it was Dalgoa Bay. I heard that he used to, and I used to admire him, doing Quran Tarjuma and that. So it was burning, and Hazrat advised me, you must do Quran Tarjuma. So I started with that. All my luggage came by Shabda, and I had about 9 trunks of kitabs. So all that went in there, but in my hand luggage, I kept the Quran Tarjuma. And I kept Ilm al-Nahwa, Ilm al-Sarf with me. And when we came back the first day that where we were staying, it was only me and my brother, no one else, and my stepmother. So I started after Fajr, I started with him Quran Tarjuma. And I started with him Arabic. I loved to teach Arabic, so I started with him. But he didn't last long, he was working. And so he didn't really. Then afterwards, alhamdulillah, we came to Germiston, and Maulana Ibrahim Pandor, he finished matric, and he wanted to study Alim, because that time we should all just say Arabic, study Arabic. And I was eager to teach, he was eager to learn. So with him we started. That was what the Maktab system carrying on together. So then, as far as the work was concerned, I wasn't much in it, but being the Imam, and Jamaats came seldom. My elder brother, he came with a Jamaat. Now because he was in the Jamaat, I had to sit also. And then I had to offer them food also. So offer them food, and they readily accepted also. And then the family prepared the food. And that also last minute, so she prayed, She prepared beans, pastries. So when the Jamaat sat down to eat, one brother made a comment, we ate enough pastries. So we thought we'd get house food now. In Jamaat you make pastries. What they do? Well, first they what? Butter you up. And then what in Jamaat? What the famous thing? They jam you in, they butter you, and then they give you beans up. So anyway, so when I heard all that, then I said, this is something else. All this, like miswak, which became alim, but the importance of miswak was there. All this thing, du'as of the various occasions. In fact, Manana Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Ali, his friend also, he was just about a year or two behind me. So he told me long after, he says, we studied Dioban, we became alim, but like Masnoon du'as and that, it wasn't in our life. We learned all this with Jamaat. They stress on this and that. So got qadr of Jamaat. So he got involved with Jamaat. And then after, that was 74, 75 was World Ijtima. Hadraji, Manana Palampuri, all came. And then I was very much involved in Jamaat. Then when the ulama bayan, Mona Panipuri made bayan, and then I was the first one, I gave my name. And Jamaat work also was that time, there was nobody fixed to write the names. Mona said, you come, you write the names down. So we wrote the names anyway. And that is also how I went in Jamaat, really. Till today, I'm baffled. I had no money. That time, okay, the cost of living was not so high. But I was earning 120 rand a month. But of course not 120 of today. But at that time, meher apartment was about 72 rand. So you can say three quarter of your wages had to go into the meher to pay the first month. And so money was tight. And how I went for, and when I gave my name, then when I came home, I told my wife, Appa, and she immediately came out of her tongue, I'm also coming over. So Hazratji was around, asked, made mashara with him. He said, okay, if she wants to come, she... And that time it wasn't even Jamaat Usul. Like just one couple coming. They won't send a couple, one couple alone. The whole Jamaat that goes. And also if you want to go as a couple, a woman to go, she must have spent so much time and all that, then she can go. And you yourself, you haven't gone 4 months, you haven't gone 40 days, nothing, and now going and work, and for 1 year. But that also some other time we'll talk, how Allah made it possible, and how that 1 year went, and where that expenses came from, only Allah knows. Otherwise, like, I had no money really on me, but a whole year's expenses came out. And we didn't beg from anyone, didn't ask anyone. Allah made all the ins and outs. Inshallah. Now,